When a Florida couple found themselves in a desperate situation after a bicycle ride up a Hawaiian volcano turned bad in a hurry, the last thing they probably expected was to be rescued by a couple from Homer, Alaska. But as KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports, that's exactly what happened.
John Josephs is not exactly a newbie when it comes to fitness and cycling. He's an ex-Marine who owns Kona Human Performance, a company dedicated to physical fitness and athletic coaching. Josephs is a personal trainer himself, as well as a certified coach for USA Cycling and a two-time finisher of the Hawaii Ironman Triathlon. He and his wife, Tara, are avid cyclists and often take cycling adventure vacations in places like the Rocky Mountains and the French Alps. Earlier this month, the Jacksonville, Florida couple traveled to Hawaii, where they planned to celebrate their 10th wedding anniversary by renewing their vows. On April 10th, in the tiny town of Paia on the northwest coast of Maui, the Josephs rented a pair of bicycles and set out on another adventure, an 80-mile round-trip ride up and down the windy road to the summit of Haleakala, a 10,000-foot-tall volcano that looms large over the entire island of Maui.
Haleakala was on my bucket list.
And the climb up Haleakala was nice, at first.
But we kind of got stuck when the clouds rolled in. We just weren't dressed appropriately, and we just weren't prepared for that weather. So it just kind of all, everything came crashing down on us.
John and Tara were in good enough shape to take a triumphant photo of themselves kissing at the summit of Haleakala. But John says that about 10 miles into their 40-mile return trip down the mountain, when his body started to shiver violently, he knew they were in serious trouble.
And that's when your body temperature starts to drop to around 90 degrees, and it's just kind of uncontrolled total body spasms. I mean, your body's just trying to maintain body heat. And I think that's when I knew I crossed the line and I was going to have to do something because we weren't going to make it to the bottom.
We came around one of the left-hand turns, and they were both stopped on the right-hand side in a very dangerous part of the turn, and she was raising her arm to wave for us. So I pulled in and got out and talked to them, and she was trying to say, call 911, but she couldn't get it out. She was mumbling. She couldn't. They were so cold that they weren't speaking coherently.
That's Homer pilot Greg Martin, who was in Maui on vacation with his wife, Cinda. The Martins just happened to be traveling along the narrow two-lane road to Haleakala when they saw the Josephs trying to flag down some help. Greg Martin says he could see from the gray color of Tara Joseph's skin that she was in pretty bad shape. As he and John Josephs loaded the bicycles into the trunk of the Martins' rented Ford Crown Victoria, Cinda tended to Tara in the back seat.
We just kept piling the coats on her, and Greg really was good about talking her through. Now, try to take deep breaths and and he was just trying to talk her through it, and she did good. She did better.
As they all headed back down to the town of Paia, Tara and John's condition began to stabilize. John Joseph says Tara recovered pretty quickly once her body temperature returned to normal. And thanks to Greg and Cinda Martin, they were able to enjoy the rest of their vacation. The Martins are glad they were in the right place at the right time and were able to help the Josephs, but they declined the hero tag. They say all they were doing was following the Alaska way of stopping to help people in need.
They needed help, we gave them a ride. It's not like, oh, well, we'll leave a message for somebody when we get down the hill. I mean, that isn't going to work, you know?
And it was no big deal. I mean,
we just gave them a ride.
On our end, it really wasn't a big deal.
But it was definitely a big deal to John Josephs. The sad part, he says, is the fact that five or six vehicles passed them as they waved their arms desperately and pleaded for help before the Martins finally came along.
But I just want to say thank you to Greg and Cinda Martin. I mean, they were just wonderful, and I want to thank them for helping us out, and the people of Homer, Alaska should be very proud of them.
In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.